The leader of the Palestinian movement, Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, sacked as prime minister by President Mahmoud Abbas, has launched an appeal for a long-term ceasefire with Israel. In an exclusive interview with Euronews, he also urged Europe to play an active role in resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Olmert says that they are ready to talk if Hamas accepts the quartet's conditions and the Israeli right to exist.
They've said the same thing to the PLO. Nothing was done for 15 years, and the Palestinian aspirations have never been realized.
Let's suppose Olmert is sincere this time.
Hopes and politics are not the same thing.
If Israel offers a hand to Hamas and asks Hamas to give up violence, can Hamas recognize Israel?
The Israeli position is arrogant. They're always imposing conditions, and the conditions are unfair.
Is there any possibility of recognizing Israel?
First of all, let Israel recognize Hamas.
But there's a dilemma.
Israel is an occupying country, occupying land and the Palestinian people. The normal thing would be for Israel to recognize Palestinian rights so we can create our country.
Can you imagine a day when Hamas will extend a hand to Israel?
Hamas has always said that we're ready for a long-lasting ceasefire, maybe 10 years, maybe 20, if we can have a state based on the borders of 1967.
And if there's a ceasefire, will there be negotiations?
If Israel accepts the establishment of a Palestinian state, and if they have the will for a ceasefire, then surely we will look for ways and means to make it possible.
Without any preconditions, as the Israelis say,
we won't repeat the experience of previous negotiations. In the past, Arab-Israeli talks didn't bear fruit. We should learn from that, and we shouldn't repeat errors.
Is it true there are secret contacts between Israel and the Hamas movement?
I don't have any information about secret contacts.
Let's talk about peace. Who is throwing the chance of peace away?
The Israelis.
But is there anyone on the Palestinian side who's letting the chance of peace slip by?
Absolutely not. The Palestinians are under occupation and are looking for their freedom.
Are you making any approaches to Washington?
We want to, but Washington should reciprocate.
If Washington were to approach you, would you invite the Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to Gaza?
Gaza welcomes whoever wants to visit. That would depend on an American decision. Until now, it's been clear that the American administration, unfortunately, doesn't respect the results of our democratic elections and the desires of the Palestinian people.
There's a lot of talk about the isolation of Hamas. Who is isolated, the Hamas movement or the Palestinian Authority?
The Hamas movement will never be isolated. It's a movement which has its roots in Palestinian reality and in the consciences of Arabic and Islamic people. All talk about isolating Hamas is a flight of fancy.
Is there any hope of seeing the Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit freed through your mediation, as you did for Alan Johnston?
Gilad Shalit's case is in the hands of the Egyptian authorities, and they're continuing talks with Israel about this. We want, as Palestinians, an honorable deal to end the suffering of our people detained in Israeli prisons, and at the same time end the suffering of Gilad Shalit himself.
Let's talk about the claims against you. One of them is that you did not fight corruption, but you created more problems than there were before Hamas came to power.
That's not true. I say to all those who make those accusations, give me the proof that you're right. Today we started opening corruption cases that we couldn't deal with in the past because of opposition from warlords, security services, and some centers of power within Palestinian society.
In Ramallah, they are also accusing you of opening Gaza's doors to some elements of Al-Qaeda.
All of these are allegations which are insignificant and are not worthy of an answer.
Italy's Foreign Minister Massimo D'Alema has said that channels of dialogue with Hamas should be opened as a matter of necessity. What's your reaction?
This is a very rational voice. It's considering the balance of power in the region and in the Palestinian field, and all wise men would say nothing could be changed without associating with the Islamic resistance movement of Hamas.
The fears are that if Hamas is isolated and there's no dialogue, the movement might be pushed into the arms of Al-Qaeda. Are those fears realistic?
Hamas will never throw itself into the arms of anyone, only the arms of Palestinian people and the nation. But young people in general, in Palestinian lands or the Arabic and Islamic world, will be drawn to extremism and the use of violence if they're pushed away from moderate Islamic values. You'll find those aspects of extremism and violence used to resolve crisis situations.
Does Europe still have a place in mediation?
Absolutely. I'm surprised that the great continent of Europe, with whom we have common interests, culture, geographic proximity, is trapped by a limited view and limited actions, and is influenced by the American position. Europe has many cards to play and has historic and strategic relations with the peoples and the states of the region. It should use that advantage to activate its role concerning an end to the conflict in the area. Unfortunately, Europe doesn't see things as they really are. Probably it's because it views the situation with only one eye. Probably it only listens to one side of the argument. But even if it did listen to both sides, Europe tunes its responses within limits, which it must break.
Ismail Haniyeh, thank you very much.